Many people believe sales especially is about persuasion, influence. In reality, sales is about service. Our responsibility is not to convince people to buy. It's to make it easy for the right people at the right time to say yes. We've all seen incredible products, services, and solutions struggle while the B products, the C products, the average products thrive. The difference often isn't the product, service, or solution. It's actually the articulation of the offer. When people clearly understand the value and they trust the process, they feel confident moving forward and decisions can become more statistically successful. They become easier because you've dissipated the diseasy. Velocity is created when that value is articulated, communicated with clarity, harmony, intention to exceed what you're asking for. The stronger you can articulate the offer with confidence and comfortability, the faster trust turns into action. If anybody would like the replay once again, books, guides, or exercises from today, just email me, david@dmeltzer.com. Lesson number one, in order to understand turning velocity into value, is you need to define the actual transformation as a facilitator. A facilitator makes things easy, facile, easy. Because as mentioned above, people don't buy product, services, or solution. They buy a better version of themselves with that product, with that service, with that solution. If we can't clearly articulate or communicate the transformation we create, our audience, our community will not buy from us and sell for us because they will struggle to understand the value that was articulated, the value of the product, service, or solution. So instead of offering up quote unquote leadership coaching, a speech, a guide, whatever it may be, we position it as a 90-day leadership accelerator that helps executives increase productivity, influence, and confidence. It is this articulation of clarity, harmony, and intention that creates the comfortability and the confidence, because confusion kills sales because our intention goes where the energy flows. And if we are confused, we will start to doubt. We will start to look for things that are true, but see them with a meaning of not being true. Skepticism creeps in, the killer of deals. And we need to understand that clarity, that harmony, and that intention, and articulate it in a manner that communicates the value greater than what we're asking for. We need to, in order to define the transformation, define the specific thing, what they like, don't like, what they know, what they don't know, what is working or what's not working, so that we can come up with a resolution by giving them more of what they like, taking away what they don't like, giving them more of what they know, taking away what they don't know, giving more of what's working, taking away what's not working. This is where value becomes velocity and things become easy and you become a facilitator of value to others and the deals keep accelerating, aggregating, and compounding in their results. When we can clearly communicate and articulate the transformation that we deliver, we will see the results, knowing that it's these thoughts that create the perception. And thoughts are created by that transformation we delivered, perceiving the meaning or intention of the product, service, or solution. We don't have to worry about the results. Our messaging is outcome driven instead of feature and benefit focused. We must define that transformation. We must be the facilitator to make that transformation easy. And we need to define that specific problem of what they like, don't like, what they know, don't know, what's working and not working in order to make things move faster, accelerate, aggregate, and compound. If you would like to learn how to define that transformation, just email me, the beloved servant, David means beloved, at D, first initial, Meltzer means servant. Email me, David at dmeltzer.com. The second lesson is the exponentiality of multipliers. Multiply perceived value. Perceived value is only determined by one thing, your comfort and your confidence. That's why two people can say sell the exact same thing and one can sell it for twice as much because they're more comfortable and confident. They're more well-rehearsed and practiced in articulating the value of what they would like, don't like, works, doesn't work, knows, and doesn't know. The value of an offer isn't determined only by the core product, service, or solution. It's determined by how completely we help people achieve the results they want, giving them more of what they like, taking away what they don't like, giving more of what they know, taking away what they don't know, giving them more of what works and taking away what does not work. So many different programs that I see offered out there become significantly more valuable when it's paired with weekly Q&A sessions, proven templates, tools, private communities, implementation resources. This is the result people want. This is what they want to show you how you can achieve the results beyond the actual features and benefits of the product, service, or solution. Great bonuses don't add more information. They accelerate results. They remove obstacles and increase comfortability and confidence. When we add bonuses to a service, solution, or product offer that helps people succeed faster, we will succeed faster. We must eliminate the common barriers before they appear by understanding and aligning what we are, where we are today and where they are today with what they like, know, don't know, and works and doesn't work. When we ask, would this or these bonuses be valuable on their own? We can see how they will accelerate the results, remove the obstacles, and increase comfortability and confidence. Perceived value is so subjective. It's a feeling created by your comfort and confidence. Bottom line is math. What is it worth for me to do or sell this? But perceived value is where margins live. And creating those margins saves almost every business, considering most business, 80% of their business would put them out of business because 80% of their business is either breaking even with no margin or actually losing money. And they're relying on just 20% of the people who have aligned with the feeling of perceived value. If you want to learn how to exponentially multiply perceived value, email me, David at dmeltzer.com. David at dmeltzer.com. The third lesson, build trust by mitigating risk. And we build trust by mitigating risk by understanding and helping somebody resolve their timing and risk tolerance, and then understanding the perceived value and bottom line. If we can go ahead and unify by mitigating risk, most buying decisions aren't stopped by price. They're stopped by uncertainty, right? I always tell people, look, man, I can sell this T-stir for $1 million in less than a minute. And people are like, what are you talking about? There's no way you can sell that T-stir for $1 million in less than a minute. Well, let me articulate that to relieve your uncertainty. I'll sell you this stir for $1 million and I'll give you $1 million loan at 0% interest. I'll also open up an escrow account in whoever's name you want, and I'll put another $1 million in that escrow account. And if you can't sell that stir for $2 million within a year, not only will I relieve you of your debt, but I will release the extra $1 million to you. Now, can you see any reason you won't want to buy the stir for $1 million? Of course not, because I got rid of the uncertainty. People hesitate when they're afraid of making a decision. And usually they're afraid of making a decision because you haven't helped them mitigate risk or understanding their timing and risk tolerance or articulated the value to exceed what you're asking for. Most people are afraid of just making a decision, not even a wrong decision, because you haven't helped them understand the timing and risk tolerance and mitigate that risk and given them certainty. Offering a satisfaction guarantee, an outcome guarantee, or a performance-based commitment removes the emotional dis-ease or friction and increases confidence and comfortability. Now, when we guarantee something, it's only as good as the guarantor. That's why, in my example, I let them open an escrow account in anyone's name that they wanted. Because if not, the deal loses credibility and confidence and comfortability if I get to choose the escrow, because there's no guarantee that I'll release the extra $1 million. Trust will grow. It will accelerate. It will aggregate. It will compound when we demonstrate that we're invested in our client's success, that they are an investment of ours. When we demonstrate that through engagement, accessibility, gratitude, forgiveness, and accountability, we live in spirit, inspired with our clients, commanding, working with our clients to accelerate, aggregate, and compound their success. We want to create guarantees that reduce the mitigation or perceived risk. You want to find a credible way to stand behind all the representations, outcomes that we guarantee or promise. If we can show comfortability and confidence by sharing risk with our client, by guaranteeing it whenever appropriate, you will accelerate aggregating compound your results. I guarantee everything that I legally can guarantee. And the reason I offer something and make people pay for something is for two reasons. One, at proximity, if they can't afford it, they don't belong in that proximity. So I'm already curating my rooms by charging for what I do. Already curating my coaching, my networking, my dinners, my media, everything's curated, because if you can't afford what I'm asking for, you shouldn't be in the room, because I guarantee it. Because I guarantee it. And the reason I guarantee it is not just to give that certainty, but weed out the people that are not going to be engaged. Because if somebody can afford, you know, $497 for a year of private networking and coaching by me on Mondays, if they can afford it and they say no, well, I'm curating the room, because there's only reason, one reason is they don't think they'll use it. They don't think it's worth it, maybe, or they don't think that they're going to be engaged enough, because it's guaranteed for any reason. The color of my eyes, my height, you know, they travel too much, whatever the reason is, they can get all their money back. So can't see a reason why they wouldn't want to move forward. But yet we curate the room with people that can afford it and are going to be engaged. Build trust by mitigating risk. If you would like the guide, exercises, or information on our Monday networking, we have thousands of people in there. Just email me. We'd love for you to join us. It's guaranteed. It's $497 a year, guaranteed. David, beloved, at D, first initial, Meltzer, servant. Let me be your beloved servant, David at DMeltzer.com. Talk to anybody in here who's a member of that group, by the way, to also gain credibility. Lesson number four, create comfortability, ease, and confidence through alignment with your past, present, and future. people move forward when they believe, feel, think, do, and say that our success is directly connected to their success. In order to do that, we need to know what we want, who we can help, who can help us, and how to do that. We need to align the meaning of our past, mistakes, setbacks, defining moments, historical relevances, successes, with what we want today, according to the circumstances of the day, and align that by doing, saying, thinking, feeling, and believing with where we want to be in the future or better. Because this comfortability, confidence, and alignment transforms transactions into a trusted community, a community of people that will buy from you and sell for you for life, and vice versa. That's what our community is, a bunch of people that want to help each other and know people that help each other, that want to buy from each other and sell for each other. That's the community that we've built. That's a guarantee of success, which allows us to guarantee what we do. So instead of simply collecting payment, transaction of a quid pro quo nature of I'll do this if you do that, a zero-sum game, a trade, a negotiation of non-value. Instead of simply collecting payment, we communicate, if we don't succeed, we'll continue working with or together until we do. And here's the buckets, here's the systems, here's what we do. And I guarantee it, as they say in New Orleans. Because comfortability, confidence, and ease sells. Because comfortability, confidence, and ease communicates intention, a definiteness of purpose. Only 2% of the people on earth carry this type of devotion, discipline, and commitment in divine direction. Are you one of those 2%? Do you create the comfortability, ease, and confidence through alignment of the past, present, and future? Have you been able to demonstrate genuine investment in your community's outcomes by showing up every day, 7 days a week, by being gracious, finding the light, the love, and the lessons, by being forgiving, to give you ease, to be empathetic, to be accountable, to ask yourself, what did I do? What did I do to be responsible for this? What did I do to attract this? What am I doing to participate in the perception that becomes the meaning, the intention, which becomes my behaviors that guarantees my results? What did I do to learn from this? That's how you demonstrate genuine investment in our community's outcome. Share the proof. When talking about our private networking coaching group, I share the proof. There's tons of people here, tons of people out there who are in the group and have derived the devotional alignment and value that was promised and guaranteed. They sell for me all day long. When we're capable and capable of positioning ourselves as a community rather than a vendor, the transaction, the scarcity removes itself. We create the comfortability and confidence and ease through the alignment of the past, present, and future. If you would like to utilize this triple A guide of alignment, action, and preparation of adjustment of the past, present, and future, if you want the AAA guide and exercise, email me, your beloved servant, David means beloved, at D is my first initial, Meltzer means servant. Let me be that beloved servant. Go ahead, reach out, get the replays of this training, get the guides, exercises, my books. Just email me, David at dmeltzer.com. The fifth lesson, creating your essence with urgency. It is your essence that creates the authentic brand, the consistent, persistent brand that pursues your potential in any topic, subject matter, or expertise. But in order to do so, we need a compelling event that's aligned with our essence, that urgency of decision-making capability. You see, without urgency, it dissipates the importance, and people delay their decision. And the longer the delay of the decision, more time, emotion, and value changes. Why? Because the minute you come to a decision, time, value, and emotion changes. That's why we create a go, no, go plan. Whether it's a simple text message, email, or a scoping of an enterprise solution, we use a go, no, go plan to keep alignment so that time, emotion, and view keeps on readjusting itself aligned with the outcome that's mutually benefit. Without that urgency of the essence, people delay decisions, not because they don't want it, but because procrastination feels easier than commitment. And we need to use the go-no-go plan in order to align that commitment and redefine that value and the articulation of that value consistently through stimulating interest, through transitioning that interest, through sharing a vision, but especially in managing and developing a vision. So those people not only have bought from us, they sell for us for life. We thrive. What we do with a go-no-go plan is have all the different deadlines, the limitations, exclusivities, the bonuses, the expirations, all of the different critical business issues that are determined and are creating doubt and fear and insecurity are resolved by lining out exactly how to encourage people to act in alignment with their integrity, their promises, even though time, emotion, and value are changing rapidly. The very instant we come to a decision, verbal, written, implied, even with consideration, which is payment, time, emotion, and value changes. And we need to have a mechanism to stay aligned, but also to allow people to change their mind. Allow us to change the deal so that it doesn't just sit in a static situation or value, if legalities provide that type of opportunity. We create the essence with urgency, and urgency will allow you to shorten the distance of resistance created by the time, emotion, and value that is omnipresent in creating dis-ease in every decision. If you would like the go-no-go plan to utilize, to manage and develop people's vision, to stay aligned and create urgency, a compelling event, email me for the go-no-go plan, as well as the replays, guides, and exercises. But the go-no-go plan specifically, david@dmeltzer.com. David means beloved, at D is my first initial, Meltzer, that means servant, david@dmeltzer.com. The final lesson is, how do we transform value into velocity, turning value into velocity? The most effective offers combine value, trust, alignment, compelling event into an experience that feels obvious, simple, rather than complicated, or in dis-ease. It feels easy, not dis-easy. That's how we turn value into velocity, is utilizing all of these different lessons in order to make things easy so the experience feels easy and obvious, not dis-easy and complicated. Whether we're stimulating interest, transitioning interest, sharing a vision, managing and develop a vision, or thriving with people buying from us and selling for us, we need to think about, before our offer, what transformational value are we creating? How easy is it to stimulate interest, to get started, to get back started, to get up, to get back up? How easy it is to get started? How easy is it to follow the go-no-go plan? How easy is it to use the AAA strategy? How easy is it to be accessible and gracious and forgiving and accountable? How easy is it to prove the articulation of value to exceed what we're asking for? How easy is it to shorten the distance of resistance, to dissipate the dis-easy, dissolve the dis-easy? Velocity isn't created by putting pressure on yourself. Velocity isn't created by deadlines. It's not created by resistance. Velocity is created by clarity, harmony, and intention. Because our thoughts create our perceptions. Our perceptions create perceived value. The perceived value creates meaning and intention. And our meaning and intention creates behaviors. And our behaviors create results. Velocity isn't created by pressure. It's created by clarity, harmony, and intention to utilize the equation of results. But we need to take inventory. We need to look inside of us to see what's outside of us, inside of us, our business, our community, to see what's outside of us, the possibilities, the probabilities, the perspective, the options, the opportunities, and touches of favor. We need to take inventory of every offer and use this five-part framework: credibility, emotional attachment, reasons, impacts, and capabilities. If you would like that guide on the five-part framework in order to facilitate the inventory to turn value into velocity, email me, david@dmeltzer.com. We also need to remove the dis-ease. We have to remove the unnecessary interference, friction from the process itself. We have to take inventory of the process to see where the bottlenecks are, the void shortages and obstacles are, where the lack of clarity is that creates uncertainty, which slows down or cancels the process, that creates too much time, too much change in value, too much change in emotion. We need to continually improve our articulation of value based off of feedback. Partners, vendors, customers, employees, we need to be open-minded to listen to the feedback, to get that alignment, to take adjustments and create new actions. This is how we consistently, persistently, without quit, pursue our best offer of perceived value. This is how you turn value into velocity. If you would like the five-part framework exercise, if you'd like the replays of the training, if you like my guides and exercises, my books, david@dmeltzer.com. In conclusion, turning value into velocity is transformational, but you need to define that transformation. You need to exponentially multiply the perceived value that's based off of your comfort level and your confidence. You need to build that trust by mitigating risks, aligning timing and risk tolerance, perceived value, and bottom line each and every time. We need to create comfortability and confidence and ease through alignment, action, and adjustment, and be able to articulate that. We need to create the essence of urgency in order to facilitate, to make easy the decisions, to shorten the distance of time, emotion, and value changing, knowing that every decision that's made instantly time, value, and emotion changes, which is why we use the go-no-go plan. And then finally, we need to use the five-part framework to turn value into velocity with credibility, emotional attachment, reasons, impacts, and capabilities necessary in the articulation of that value. You see, the best businesses don't win because they have the lowest price or the loudest marketing, especially today because everything's loud. They win because they're champions. And champions win championships. They win because they make it easy, take away the dis-easy, for people to acknowledge, to recognize the value, and with comfort and confidence and ease, move forward. When we combine that clear transformation and meaningful value adds and strong guarantees with credibility and align community with the essence and urgency, our offer becomes more than a scarce transaction, a trade, a negotiation. It becomes an opportunity, an option, a touch of favor for that community to buy from you and sell for you for life, to grow that community of value, to serve instead of service. People don't buy the best products. They buy the clearest opportunity with the least perceived risk. And as suggested earlier, when we're able and capable of combining value, trust, alignment, and essence urgency, we create a motion of momentum. And that momentum is the engine of every successful business. Let me help you build that engine. Let me be your beloved servant. Email me, davidbeloved@dmeltzerservant.com, david@dmeltzer.com. Turn your value into velocity. Make more money for the sake of helping others and having fun. Allow things to accelerate, aggregate, and compound, categorizing what's in your divine direction and what's interfering with it. If you'd like the guides, exercises, my book, or the replay of this training, email me, david@dmeltzer.com. I appreciate the opportunity for over 28 years to be of service and value to our community. Thank you for joining me on the Turning Value into Velocity training. Remember, most importantly, be more interested than interesting. Be kind to your future self and do good deeds.